Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, Ann, it's interesting. We've had the Labor Day long weekend already. I trust you had a good one.
I did. I hope you did, too.
Absolutely. And now we are into fall with the Stratford Festival season. So this is that kind of, I don't know, different time or unique time as we head into the fall season with this current season.
It is, and the weather is certainly making us know that it's fall, isn't it? Cold evenings. And yet, September is one of our busier months. So, and September is when we are finally fully open. We've got all of our shows on stage now.
Oh, fantastic. So we've had some recent openings. In fact, three openings.
We did. We opened London Assurance, Salesman in China, and the Diviners.
Oh my gosh, three big shows. Let's start. Where do you want to start?
Well, we'll start with London Assurance.
Yes, a great show. Hearing great things about this show.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very funny. That was the first opening that we did, so we'll start there. It's directed by Anthony Cimolino, our artistic director, and it stars Garrett Wynn Davies in the lead role, and it is an early Victorian comedy. But it's hilarious. It's not early Victorian or anything like that. It's just plain hilarious. I mean, it is early Victorian. The writer, whose name is Boussico, influenced Oscar Wilde, who came about two decades later. And boy, can you ever see it.
Yeah.
It's a really, really funny, funny show. The costuming is amazing. It gets laughs in itself. I highly recommend it.
It sounds great. And Deborah Hayes getting great reviews.
Yes, she is. Yeah, the Globe and Mail said three words why you should see this show this year. Deborah Hayes' performance.
There you go. Perfect.
It's really fun. Everybody in it is wonderful. It is just a terrific show, so don't miss that. I know the woman who does my hair for me had just seen it last time I was there for a haircut, and she said, wow, that's the funniest thing this year. Funniest thing I've seen in a while, in fact, she said.
Oh, that's terrific. And again, featuring Garrett Wynn Davies. So London Assurance is on now, and speaking of great reviews, quite a buzz about Salesman in China.
Yeah, isn't there? This is well, I think I may have spoken about it before, because when I saw the dress rehearsal, I just had this overwhelming feeling that I was seeing something really important, but also so engrossing and interesting and funny. I just had that feeling. And then, sure enough, what is the lead on the Globe and Mail review is... Salesman in China is a brilliant new play ready to take on the world stages.
Wow.
And similarly, all the papers are just raving about it, saying that the star said it'll go down in the annals of history as a landmark piece of Canadian theater. This is a show not to be missed.
Yeah, and you know, you're not having to travel to Toronto or New York to see this. This is right here in Stratford.
That's right. I hope you will have to travel to both of those places to see it in the future. But yes, it's right here in our own backyard, and it is a truly remarkable new piece of theater. The festival commissioned this, and it is about a historical moment in 1983 when Arthur Miller went to China, to Beijing, to direct his play Death of a Salesman in Mandarin, and he didn't speak a word of it.
Wow.
And it is written from the diaries of Arthur Miller and of Ying Rucheng, who was the lead player and the person who was instrumental in getting Arthur Miller to go there and do the play. And it weaves throughout history a little bit, like it dips back into Ying's life and traumatic events, but it's just incredible, and it is half in Mandarin and half in English. There are subtitles throughout. It's not at all difficult to follow. I don't do subtitled films. I don't see great, and I find it distracting. Not so this play.
Okay.
I just got roped right into it. I've already seen it three or four times, and I would see it 100 more times. It's really good.
So isn't that amazing?
Get out there and see Salesman in China.
Wow.
And opportunity to see something that I think others think it's going to be really big.
Yeah, and I love all the, you know, you can catch clips, of course, and whatnot on the Stratford Festival social media. And there is also episodes where they're chatting with the director and a writer. And I like the line that's saying, the creation of the play is really a metaphor for how do we all get along. Wow.
Yeah, it's true. These are people who can't even speak each other's language. The culture is so different in both countries. The play opens, so it won't be ruining it, but that, you know, they're trying to present Salesman in China, you know, which is a story about a man who kills himself because he thinks the life insurance will be useful for his family and that he's not. And in a country, China, where there's no such thing even as life insurance.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, yeah. And there's no American dream. There is none of that. And so they have to find that the common themes that appeal in different societies. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. Don't miss it. And it's also fun and entertaining and it's really great.
And all of the above. There you go. So Salesman in China. And one more opening that happened, The Diviners.
Yes, The Diviners. Now, this one is the adaptation of the Margaret Lawrence novel. And it has been really well received as well. It is beautiful. We have people leaving the theater in tears. In fact, I read the other day, just a couple days ago, two women who'd flown right across the country, or two people, I should say, flown right across the country to see this because they're Margaret Lawrence fans, and it similarly has been very well reviewed, with people saying that it's going to spark a Margaret Lawrence revival, it can be difficult to adapt a book, but we do have reviewers who are saying, you know, that Yvette Nolan and Vern Thiessen, who have adapted this, have really done the near impossible because they have really realized the essence of The Diviners by Margaret Lawrence, but also a really strong and beautiful and compelling stage show, which is a terrific compliment. This is starring Irene Poole as the central character, and she looks back at her life and forward at her life, and it's about her finding her voice. It's a beautiful, beautiful show, and I highly recommend people see it. You know, Margaret Lawrence is someone we, so many of us, studied at school and in Canadian literature courses, and of course, we were studying the two Margarets in those days, Margaret Lawrence and Margaret Atwood, but Margaret Lawrence died in her 60s, so she didn't really have a chance to finish her career. Her books were subject to book bans. This one was as well, and it all became very political. But here is an opportunity to return to the essence of Margaret Lawrence and see this beautiful play and her beautiful stylings on stage.
Oh, there you go. It's the Variety with the Stratford Festival. So the shows are happening. It's London Assurance, Salesman in China, along with The Diviners. Get your tickets through stratfordfestival.ca. And Anne, it was interesting. Just the other day, I was striking up a conversation with a fellow who had got tickets. He was on his way to see Salesman in China, but didn't really know anything about it. So with our conversations with Anne Swordfeger, I was able to fill him in about the show, and he was very excited.
So
and he was very excited about the premise of the show. So there you go.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Well, please, everyone, get out there. We have a little more time to see some shows.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the three shows we just talked about run until the end of October. And then, of course, we are extended with the two musicals to the middle of November. So there's still time. Don't waste it.
That's right. As we get into the busy fall, for sure. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Anne Swordfeger, thanks again, Anne. We always appreciate your insight and your behind the scenes.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.